will carry on and go on our own. Let's leave it alone. And the way that we feel is what shows us it's real. Let's go on and on and on. From the one into the one. Listen to the heart inside you begging you to go.
The last songs by my beloved artist, Soccer Mommy, someone I talk about a lot on the show because I usually play music that reminds me of them. She's from Nashville, Tennessee, a place that I've been listening to tons of artists. Like, I'm listening to tons of artists that are from here, which is kind of funny. And this last song's from her newest album, Evergreen, which was crafted from the wake of a profound and personal loss. And she describes it as it feeling important to keep these songs raw and relatable, unvarnished and honest. I hope you like that. And like I said, she's coming to Vancouver in March, so if you like those songs, definitely listen to the rest of them. I love her album Color Theory, especially Circle the Drain. It's my favorite track of hers, probably. But yeah, she's coming here. Go see her if you like that. And I hope you like those last couple songs. Some great Canadian bands like She Bad, With Violet. I love those ones. And up next will be another awesome Canadian band called The New Hires. From their newest album, For All Seasons, will be the track Mission Control. After that will be a band that made it onto my Spotify Wrapped this year because I listened to it so much because I was actually trying to learn the songs to play the drums with. I was using it as my practice, so I listened to it probably like 50 times trying to figure out what those fills were. But it was really fun, and it's an awesome band, too. They're from New York. This is from their album Portraits, and this will be the track Heaven Bound. After that will be lots of other great... It'll be a marathon of great Canadian rock music. So stick around for that. We're having fun. I guess I'm being a bit of a Grinch and not playing Christmas on Christmas Day. But I don't know. This is CJSF. We play alternative music. And I think as I get older, the more and more I feel like Christmas doesn't wow me as it used to. I kind of like I've been able to see past the veil now of what it was like when I was a kid. And like, I still love Christmas. Like, I still was like, I need a tree. So I have a tree up in my house and I have a bunch of Christmas villages for my dad. And I'm excited to see my brother, who I haven't gotten to hang out with in a while because he's back home. So good and bad. Like, the holiday season, I appreciate it for it giving us time to rest in some ways, time to see family because things are shut down. Just take what you can get from it. It's kind of my philosophy on this. And we shall get to this last little rock section for today after this short promo for a show that happens tomorrow at 3 p.m. Great host for that show. Great stuff. So if you like it, go check it out. And there's so many awesome shows here at CJSF. So look around, tune in whenever, and keep staying tuned in because I have lots more to come.
This is Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role-playing, Silent Crimes Broken, very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
I'm gonna make it.
songs by the band The High Tops from Calgary, Alberta. That's from their album Lips, Hips, and Counterfeits. And that was their song The Way I Want You To. Really awesome album. Go check it out. Really cool band as well. And that's about it for my time with you today. Hope you had enjoyed the songs for today. That you appreciated maybe a little break from the Christmas music. But if not, maybe you've discovered an album that you are gonna love now as well, or something that I've already played for you and you're bored of it, but I hope not. I hope you had fun today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have one last song for you, which is maybe one of my most favorite albums of this year, is by the band Sons of Arrakis. This is their album Volume 2, and I'll be playing you one of my favorite tracks, which is called Retaliation. It is a band, if you haven't heard me tell you about them before, they are a band that make music inspired by the universe of Dune. They're super awesome, great metal, hard rock music, and I'm so excited to play you this last song for today to end us off for the year of 2024. Wow. So, and if you like this last bit of rock music, then come back for my New Year's playlist next week. I'll be playing lots of indie rock metal to keep us pumped up and ready to start the new year, 2025. So once again, happy holidays. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next time. Bye.
volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs, interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures, public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
This is Bird Note. If you like drama, watch the juncos at your bird feeder. These small brown birds will get quite feisty around food. You'll see one bird come in to grab a bite, then another darts over and pushes the first bird off. Or two birds may have a little tiff with their tails flared out. What's going on here? Birds in flocks almost invariably develop a literal pecking order, or, as scientists call it, a dominance hierarchy. The term comes from studies of chickens, which found that there was an alpha chicken that could peck any other chicken in the flock. A beta chicken could peck all others except the alpha, and so on. Think of the poor omega chicken all the way at the bottom. With juncos, we know that males are dominant to females and adults are dominant to young birds. So, next time you see a group of birds, pay close attention to the dynamics among them. Who's the alpha? And who's the beta? Can you spot the omega? Do the birds flock together or work apart? You can learn about all kinds of birds when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.